How delicious is that?
I love hearing Satoshi's colors.
Oh my goodness! And the interplay between you and the bass player was
That's a long term.
Oh my goodness!
I always introduced the bass player by saying he was so good I had no choice but to marry him.
Oh, well there you go.
Yes.
Well, now we know the inside story.
Exactly.
So your process of creating music, is it come up with the melodies or you have an idea or a theme? What's the method?
There's no specific method, but in general, I would say every tune I've written starts with a feeling first. It's not necessarily a specific melody or... Once in a while, there's a title. You know, I keep a little box of titles of things that, you know... And again, those titles came from feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically... It usually starts with a feeling. It's not a technical thing. And then I work to refine that feeling. Actually, probably to clarify it first, and then I refine it in the process of putting it to sound. You know, so that's really how it comes about. So, you know, but it's not a specific. You know, I don't necessarily have one way of doing things, and each time it just feels different.
Let me just announce to folks this: WMFO Medford. You're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. My guest this afternoon is Leslie Pinchuk, and she has a new CD out called True North. We've been listening to several selections from it. The last one that you heard was Just Saying, and we've been having a good conversation.
That's true, and I appreciate being here. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's always amazing to me how things happen, because you know a while ago I didn't even know you existed, and now not only you exist, but I've heard your music and I love it, and there you are on the radio with me. It's a beautiful thing.
You know, if people like you didn't, you know, as we said earlier, if people didn't publicize it, then who would know it? It's there, you know, because for so many musicians, it's almost like, you know, you make a CD and you feel like you're putting it into the ocean in a bottle.
Well,
you know, and you don't know where it's going to end up. You know, so it's much appreciated, you know, just to get a chance to put it out there.
Well, here at WMFO, which is the college station at Tufts University, the amount of music that comes in is ridiculous. It's just endless.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And now what drives me nuts, the kids kind of run the show here, and there's a lack of room, so they put things automated on their system, and they throw away everything that tells you what's happening. They say, oh, you can go online. Well, you don't have time. You don't have time. So
you mean the liner notes?
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Right,
so right. I guard them, you know, things that I get from a publicist, because that gives me, you know, a lot of understanding of how to, you know.
Sure.
You know, and also, how would I know what I want to listen to? I mean, it's like stuff comes in and most of it, I wouldn't know. We used to categorize things, but now they don't even do that anymore. So it's frustrating. I've been here at this station since 1990, so I've seen administration after administration of students. Some have a clue. Some are learning to get a clue or not.
Right.
You know,
sure.
And some just want it for their resume.
Mm-hmm.
But a bunch of the kids a couple of years back redid the studio, literally redid it. And they did a fantastic job. They lifted it up from like the 70s to, you know, to become a much more efficient setup. So that was a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of things? So you've got new music that's coming up that's not even on this CD. So that's exciting. And that's going to be heard live. In your gigs?
I think pretty sure one of them we're going to play at the CD release at the Catano on May 13th, yes.
And also, I want to give people your website, which is www.lesliepinchuk, and that, I'll let you spell it.
It's Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, Pinchuk, P as in Peter, I-N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, C-H-I-K.
So, right. And you can go there and find music and photographs and bio information. I'm also looking here on the information that I got from Anne that you worked with Louis Nash.
That was a long time ago.
He's a terror.
He's an amazing player. But generally, I guess for the last 5 years, I've been playing with Michael Sareen. I really treasure having a band. You know, Louis plays. Louis is like, you know, in top demand and
right.
so many different groups. I really treasure having a group that really knows the music well.
You know, I think we're getting some kind of a phone interference, but maybe it'll go away. It seems to stop now. Good.
Okay, I could hear you.
Yeah. No, there was something else coming through on the line. I don't know.
Okay.
But it's gone now, so that's good.
Yeah,
no, he's... I'm trying to think of who I heard him with. Carter, somebody. Joyce Carter.
Yeah, it's probably nobody he hasn't played with.
Right.
So, you know, he's a great player. But for me, I really, really love having a band that, you know, as the more you play the music, the deeper it gets.
Exactly.
Everybody know. I mean, if everybody has the desire and the commitment to play it, you know, as if it's the first time.
Yeah, that's...
You can't get that unless it's a long-term relationship. Mm-hmm, it's like a marriage.
Right. So now, how often do you leave the city to go for gigging?
I tend to guard the city, I tell people.
Yeah.
Not enough. not enough. I mean, we have played in some places in Connecticut, some great places in Connecticut. We played at Scullers, and we've played at the Side Door.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhat recently, we did a tour of Texas. We were in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We played in Austin and Dallas and Houston and... It was during the livestock show, and somebody came up to me and said that they enjoyed my trio as much as the livestock show. Oh, the roadie. which was a big compliment.
Yes, it was.
That's
great.
So, I mean, we have played outside of Manhattan, but a lot of it is, you know, in this area.
Yeah. So if people want to come to the gig, it's at Kitano in Manhattan. You can probably Google Kitano, Kitano.
Right. It's a Japanese hotel at 38th and Park with a wonderful music room.
So they have
great players there, and they really treat, you know, it's a designated music room with a really good piano.
Well, that's fabulous. And that's Friday, May 13th.
Right.
Coming up. And other gigs beyond that?
Well, we work regularly in a wonderful club restaurant in Westchester called Alvin's, Alvin and Friends. And then we work, you know, it's always coming up different things. We work at the bar next door and just trying to think some.
Well, people can find it on your website if they're
going
to be in the city area.
I like places like Small's Knickerbocker 55 Bar, Cornelia Street Cafe. You know, it changes all the time. It's not one place.
Right. I haven't been to the city in so long. It's like I don't even know if I'd remember how to get from hither to there. I used to come in a lot, but it's been probably over 15 years, which is ridiculous.
Well,
I used to have, my cousin had a place where I could stay, so, you know,
right.
And then it was doing the dance with the car, you know, where to put the car.
Sure, exactly. I have a tune I wrote about trying to find a parking spot.
I'd love to hear that.
I called it Small Pleasures, but it really should be called Major Victories.
Yeah, you know? truly. Well, the dance that you have to do is what side of the street you can be on. And if you're in the inside, you can be blocked in. All this little dance that you have to learn to do. Yeah, I can see how you could write a tune about that.
Yep.
What album is that on? Or is it?
Yeah, it is. I can't remember.
So it's on one of them.
Well, it might be on Quartets, I think.
Okay, in 2007. If you find out which one, I'd love to play it. have the girl send it to me.
Okay.
That's great. So maybe play another cut?
Okay. I don't know what you've played so far.
Okay, I played Let's Get Lucky and Just Saying and True North.
Okay. Maybe Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed, sure.
Feel.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. All right, here we go. love the shakers.
Good.
I don't go anywhere without a shaker, a little egg or something. Sometimes I don't take it out because it's not appropriate, but generally speaking, like if I'm at Scullers, I'm generally, you know, doing some percussion back there somewhere.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's just I want to be part of the band. It's so fun.
A good listener is part of the band.
Right, exactly.
Really?
go ahead.
And that's a two-way street. I mean, I a really great listener is really important.
Yeah, I think it's true. And in fact, in Eastern music, when they tune at the beginning of a concert, that's part of the performance, and they're tuning to the room, to the audience, to the mood, to the time of day, and mm-hmm. that's something that's different for a Western audience. People are tuning just for their pitch on their instruments.
Uh-huh.
Not so much for, I mean, the sound technician is hopefully, you know, adjusting the levels, but it's at a different understanding of, you know, the ambiance and like you say, the circle of energy that happens. Between the listeners. Yeah. So that was a beautiful piece. I love that tumbleweed.
Thank you so much.
So when you write, do you have all the parts in mind, or do the musicians help you fill in? How does that work? Like for that piece, the horn parts were...
Well, actually, the bass player, Scott, I really want the piano... The music was conceived and had been played a little bit before the horn parts were written.
Okay.
So I didn't want to change what we had established already. So
okay.
I asked... the bass player, Scott Hardy,
mm-hmm.
Is a wonderful arranger, and I asked him to basically give the music some counter lines
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the horns playing the melody.
Right.
Sometimes the horns are doubling the melody, but not often. And the piano is playing the melody all the time,
mm-hmm.
And the horns are playing some counter melodies, and it's spare. So I think... you know, Scott did a beautiful job, and I also think it done that way. It gives the group of an orchestral feeling. It sounds like more than maybe just five people, since the horns are doing something besides playing the melody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was my impression. And the blend, both Ron Horton and Steve Wilson, they blended together so beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really wonderful to hear.
Yeah, I know.
When we recorded it.
Yeah, the sound is just gorgeous. And your piano playing, I mean, it's just how you pick out the melody, the notes. It's just so delicate, and yet it's so, you know where you're going.
I try to.
You know where you're going, yeah. And I think that that's a wonderful thing for people to hear, because people don't always know where they're going in their life. And hearing music that is moving forward in a confident way, in a sweet way, I think that's a great gift.
Right. Well, you know, the main thing is for each tune, there's a, you know, has a feeling to
uh-huh.
it. And it's not so much knowing exactly what, you know, we're going to play. I mean, certainly the melody. I mean, you know, that's written out as a chart.
Yeah.
But as far as the improvising, each tune has an ambiance and a voice and a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you stay in that, you know, it gives you freedom, but it also gives you a structure. You know, so hopefully it sounds like one piece
mm-hmm.
as opposed to you know, everything but the kitchen sink. Although, you know, there is like you know, there are times for that too. But I think, for instance, in Tumbleweed, it's basically an atmospheric tune. It's mm-hmm. a very relaxed hang, and everyone picked up on that and you know, played it. You know, the tune, it goes, it's a nomadic tune, because it actually was inspired by a documentary I saw in the Dust Bowl.
Oh.
Where Tumbleweed was going across the plains, and at the time I didn't realize what I was seeing, because I just come home from a gig, and I just turned the TV on, and there was an undercurrent of sadness in it, of course, because it was such a disaster for
right.
for the farmers on the high plains. But it was also very beautiful to see these tumbleweeds going. So the tune has a nomadic feel
mm-hmm.
harmonically, because it goes to different places, but it also has a very relaxed feel, because it's, you know, the tune is tumbling forward, and that's kind of what that was a feeling that inspired it. And the musicians, you know, just picked up on everything beautifully. I feel everybody just played that vibe beautifully. I mean, Ron Horton's opening solo is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Steve Wilson, I mean, you know, just beautiful. They just made the tune.
Yeah, it's very, I mean, you could listen to that many, many times and not get tired of it. I think that's what happens.
Yeah, you're so critical, Joyce.
Yes, I am. Very. No, you'd be amazed. Oh, my gosh. Well, we're having a great time here with Leslie Pinchuk. She has her new CD out with, it's called True North. And that's how the, I don't know if the magnet points to True North. It actually doesn't. So, but this does point to True North. Tell me about the title.
Well, you know, True North is essential for accurate navigation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I sort of felt that in a metaphorical sense, it's kind of like an internal compass.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that I named it the CD after the tune True North, because I felt that everyone on that tune played it with a kind of quiet intensity and a beauty which I had when I wrote it, when I initially conceived it. That's what I was going for.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt that everybody really was able to catch the feeling of that tune, and then in a very general sense, all these particular musicians were like a true north for me.
Uh-huh.
They just are people who touch me, and everyone, you know, they're all really, really nice people in the best sense. I mean, it was just everybody, you know, was just so wonderful in the studio when we were recording it.
Oh, that's
very
a blessing.
Generous.
Yeah.
Yeah, very generous and beautiful players.
So on an average day, how much time are you playing?
It really varies totally. Mm. I mean, there are some days when I don't play at all.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm dealing with, you know, different things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm often, you know, but if I don't necessarily need to play to be engaged in music, you know, I can be walking down the street and sort of working on a new tune in my head, in terms of just finding specific places for the rhythm or, you know, whatever. So I can't really say.
I can't really say.
It's not. Well, one time I was playing a gig and somebody came up to me and said, quote, this is a real quote, how long would it take for me to, how long would I have to practice to sound like you? Strange question. I said to the person, not too long, and the person like kind of backed away, like, I don't know what they said. You know,
yeah.
Those are kind of unanswerable questions.
Right. Yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, it is really a delight to get to talk to you. And
okay.
I don't know how much more, you know, time you have available. We could play another little piece.
Okay. You're wondering what it should be?
Well, let's see. What about this? Crooked as a... I love the title. Crooked as a Dog's Hind Leg.
Yeah, I like that title. that tune is kind of like a sort of a funny tune.
Yeah, I thought it might be a little different than some of the other pieces that we've...
It's definitely different. It's a nice contrast to Tumbleweed, so sure.
All right, let's hear it. This is Leslie Pinchuk's composition, Crooked as a Dog's Hind Leg, off of her CD, True North. You're listening to The Voicemobile here. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice, at WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice, bright ending there. That's very fun. Oh, Leslie, great stuff.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on. I really do. Thank you.
It was delightful. And stay in touch.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, how did you get back to, did the Braithwaite, did Ann email you? Because I was like, I didn't know what to do to get you back on. Did you just call again?
No.
You were there the whole time?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry. They
yikes.
Actually, somebody called me and said, you need to call, but I could hear the music, so I knew I was okay.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, me and my technical abilities. All right.
Well, all's well that ends well. Thank you.
Good luck with the CD, and stay in touch.
Okay. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, that was a lot of fun. It looks like it did work out. We're going to continue on with some music now. More music here on the Voicemobile at Tufts University, WMFO.
Thank you.
Okay, that was the Danny Green Trio, Altered Narratives. That's a new CD. And Danny Green Trio, we're just here at the Lily Pad, which is the lovely little venue on Cambridge Street in Cambridge. Danny Green on piano, Justin Grinnell on bass, Julian Cantelm on drums. Fabulous. Just terrific. That's, you know, a sweet little jazz club, and they've got all kinds of things going on. In fact, I did bring the list, but I don't think I have it with me. I'll have to bring that. Also, other things going on. The Thunder Road are going to have secret sessions. It's Secret Sessions and Thunder Road Presents. The Magic Beans. Great. That's Saturday night, 21 plus, folks. And it's an 8 p.m. doors opening. Also, on Monday, the 11th, at 7:30, Acoustic Folk Rock Murdoch Manor Striped Sets. And also coming in, the Beerly Dead, Wednesday night, Grateful Night, Grateful Dead Residency, that's Wednesdays. And Led Zeppelin, All Zeppelin Classic Concert Series, performing Earl's Court 1975 in its entirety. That'll be Friday, April 15th. And Saturday, April 16th, they're going to be doing the Long Beach 1972 in its entirety. Now, this is a club that's open since September. It's in Somerville down by Union Square across from Market Basket. And it's a great venue. I really like it a lot. So what else do I need to tell you? Well, I always like to take a look at the Tufts Daily and see what's going on. I know there's some events. Let's see. What did I see? Diana Eck is going to be talking about the crisis of American religious diversity, excluding or engaging difference. That's tomorrow night from 4:30 to 5:30 at Goddard Chapel. And she is professor of comparative religion and Indian studies at Harvard University. And she's been 25 years director of the Pluralism Project. So it'll be a conversation about the state of spiritual diversity in the U.S. today, and her perspectives on the future of the interfaith movement. Sounds interesting. Sponsored by the Tufts University Chaplaincy. And I think there was one other thing that I saw that was of note. Okay, Dignity in Differences, a discussion with Roots contributors Ali Abu Awad and Rabbi Hanan Schlesinger. That's April 8th, 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Interface Center. So two things you might like to check out. You can also check out the Tufts Daily to see what's doing. Right. Well, we've got a few more minutes here. Let's, they're both number six. Which one did I want? Let's see. I think it's probably this one. We'll find out soon enough.
Abre bien. Thank you, friends.
That's Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach with the Negina Orchestra. And the song was Hashem Oz. It was a live in concert on a Deret label. And we've got just about enough time before time travel takes over the airwaves for something wonderful and new. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it before I play it, because afterwards I won't have time. This is a group that formed after the terrible, devastating earthquake in Haiti. And it's a new CD, it's a new release, Laku Mizik. Wadi Yo is the title. And it's just so joyful. It's just incredible. Wonderful group of musicians. And this particular song, Zao Pile Te, Zao Stomps the Ground. It says much of the language in this song uses old voodoo words not often heard anymore in modern Haiti. In this song, Sanba Zao sends out a message to all other Sanbas, or poets, who keep the culture and music to come together alongside all the ancient voodoo spirits to combat the negative forces they face. Sanba Zao stomps the dusty ground, signaling to all these forces to form a konbit, or collective, and make things right with
with the world again. Sounds just like what we need. Right. So now I have to see. This is what I want.
Seja na Seja não é sambaio, lampeia na lagoa, sambaio é olê. Sambaio é olê, buio, na lagoa, na dracaio, na vitoaio, sambaio, uaile. tsubau takaboe.